Welcome to the Financial Success Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Turner. Today, we'll talk about the US Fed's hints on interest rate cuts, how the markets reacted, inflation data, the European Central Bank's interest rate announcement, and the UK budget and housing market. So the Federal Reserve Chairman, he hinted this week that interest rate cuts, they're on the horizon if inflation trends support easing policies. Also this week, the Business Roundtable CEO Outlook, which is a US economic outlook from America's CEOs. It showed upward revisions on the economic growth estimates and also positive expectations for sales, capital spending, and employment. Also, last week saw the release of different business surveys on services like manufacturing services. It showed that the US is making progress. Germany's performance was quite disappointing, and China slightly exceeded expectations. So these indicators, they generally suggested a positive outlook for the economic growth in the next year, despite the inflationary pressures, which are still continuing. So last week actually saw inflation figures released from the US, which showed that the personal consumption expenditures have dropped from 2.9 to 2.8%. A small drop, but it further eased concerns to the markets that inflation was on the rise again. So all of this positive data and comments from last week caused a positive reaction on Wall Street, especially in the tech markets. So US stocks surged last week as investors were really anticipating that the potential rate cuts will happen sooner rather than later. And there's a lot of optimism that the US employment figures will remain high, even with the high interest rates. As well as gains in the US, there were also gains last week in China and Japan. So two government announcements within the last week, which are of interest. The UK budget announcement was made this week, revealing there's no significant changes that affect expats. The announcement actually saw sterling increase by 1% against the dollar because they didn't introduce any new incentives which would add to the borrowing. It was quite well received for the markets. And European Central Bank, they've announced that they will keep interest rates on hold. So at their latest meeting this week, they've decided to maintain the key interest rate at the record high, signaling they won't make any cuts till at least June, as they want to still assess the impact of the previous rate hikes on inflation. So the only other market news to mention is the UK property market, where figures were released to show continued increase in housing prices. So the UK house prices have risen for the fourth consecutive month in January, so reaching the highest level since October 2022. And with easing mortgage interest rates, it's really stabilized the property market. So thank you for joining. So overall this week, quite a positive week for markets in general. And I hope you join again next week.